For this Monday, March 4th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The risk of fires has forced Posey County to issue a burn ban. Emergency management officials say despite receiving some rain last week, it has not been enough to prevent brush fires from spreading. Posey County EMA says the burn ban, which includes all open outdoor burns, will not be lifted this week. Officials will take another look at the situation on Friday to decide whether the burn ban should be lifted. Last week, firefighters were kept busy putting out a large brush fire in Warrick County that sent black smoke billowing into the sky. This past weekend, the basketball season came to an end for both Mount Vernon and North Posey boys basketball as the Wildcats lost on Friday in the semifinal of the Class 3A Sectional 32 against Bossy, 62-50. Mount Vernon finishes with a record of 14-12. North Posey got beat on Saturday in the championship game of the Class 2A Sectional 48 against Forest Park, 52-46. The Viking season comes to an end with a 19-6 record. Some news just outside of Posey County. There was an investigation of a possible explosion on the west side of Evansville Sunday afternoon. According to Vanderburgh County Dispatch, the call came in at 4:30 p.m. as a residential structure fire. This happened on Franklin Street near Teacouple Elementary. According to Sergeant Anna Gray, there was no explosion and it ended up being a standard firework that had been set off. Sergeant Gray says officers attempted to make contact at the residence to get information but were unsuccessful. Local sports from Sunday, the Evansville Purple Aces men's basketball team lost their regular season finale at Belmont 83-66. Kenny Strawbridge Jr. led the way for UE with 14 points and Joshua Hughes also chipped in with 13 points. The Aces finished the regular season with a 15-16 record and will be the 10th seed over in St. Louis at the MVC tournament. Evansville's first game will be on Thursday at 6 o'clock against 7th seed Illinois State. All the games in the conference tournament will be played at Enterprise Center in downtown St. Louis. Indiana men's basketball earned a win at Maryland yesterday, 83-78. The Hoosiers trailed 43-33 at halftime, but outscored Maryland 50-35 in the second half to win. IU improved to 16-13 and 8-10 in the Big Ten. They have two games left in the regular season, at Minnesota on Wednesday and home against Michigan State on Sunday. From the NBA on Sunday, the Indiana Pacers dropped a second consecutive game on the road against the San Antonio Spurs, 117-105. T.J. McConnell had 26 points off the Indiana bench. The Pacers dropped to 34-28 and will be in Dallas tomorrow night to face the Mavericks. Now, coming up later this week in local sports, the OVC Women's and Men's Basketball Tournament is at Ford Center in downtown Evansville. Both of the USI Women's and Men's team will be playing. The women's team won the OVC regular season title and earned the number one seed in the tournament. They won't play until Friday at 1 o'clock as they receive a double bye. USI men's basketball is the number 8 seed in the tournament and will play 5th seeded Tennessee State at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, March 4th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.